This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Shaunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culturist PlayStation podcast. Almost 40 years of playing PlayStation and 5 plus years in the games media combined. We thought we'd throw our hats into the ring and join that PlayStation conversation.
If you would also like to join the PlayStation conversation, you can do so every single Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, iTunes and other podcast services. How do you join the conversation? Simply head over to www.thepopculturist.com/questions. Give us your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for the show. If a week between shows is a little bit too long, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you. We've lost a year.
I totally bit my tongue, like, while we were talking.
We've lost a year in your intro.
I have.
Because there was a brief period where you're doing 6 years.
Yeah, because we transferred to six and I keep forgetting. Because we did five for so long.
Yeah.
When we actually transitioned to six.
Yeah. I don't know when that was.
It was like June.
You said six one day and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
We've been doing this
for a good number of years.
Yeah. Not the YouTube thing. It's been seriously like a year now. Like actually, maybe year and a half-ish.
Yeah.
But we have history. We have history.
Yeah. What about it?
It's
been around. How you been, man?
Yeah,
she's good.
It's too hot to be working outside.
Dude, it's so hot.
He says from his air-conditioned third-story office building.
Yeah, I had to walk outside and it sucks.
Yeah. Joshy's out there all day.
Actually, I was in training this week, and the training room has this weird balance between the fucking Arctic and hell. It'll be like, oh, it's really cold. It's really warm in here. Can you put the...
I will bet your system in that room is set to auto instead of cooling or heating.
Oh, very likely. Because you're the man that would know.
Because on auto, you set it to 22 degrees. If it goes under that, it'll heat. And if it drops... if it goes over that, it's going to cool. Mm. Very inefficient.
For an electricity company.
Not only that, it just doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
It's how it's meant to work, but it doesn't work. Because it's still that amount of degrees inside, but now it's heating.
But like, it
because
is,
reasons.
Okay, it has to be auto, because there's like literally like a light switch could ding, and then the fucking air conditioning kicks in.
Yeah. There should be like a wall panel somewhere that you can change it.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah,
book in us at TCB Air Conditioning Corio, and I'll come out and have a look for you.
Yeah, so like in the training room, it's like fucking profusely sweating. Like, can you put the air conditioning on? And then that sweat fucking freezes on your face. And it's like,
yeah, okay, yeah.
It's nuts.
Well, other than playing around at work, we've been playing games too.
We've been playing
not a lot though.
Yeah,
because you know, not only that, you know, we're in December now. Shit's real.
Yeah.
Shit's real. Shit's busy. Only two games worth noting that I've been playing. Of course, we streamed PUBG Wednesday night.
Mm.
My first experience on PUBG. Many memes have come of it. It's awesome. We've got a cool little like video clip from Josh Anderson.
Yep.
We got a...
And James made a lovely little like...
James Parry made a...
Yeah.
Keep calm, grab a puffy sweater and keep swimming.
Keep calm, wear a puffy sweater, swim.
And swim away.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I did.
And that is going on a shirt.
Yeah, it would be a great shirt.
One of my plans for 2018 is more merch, and that is a shirt.
Or for us to get our own actual Popsy shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll get ours. And
that
then
fit
we'll,
nicely. Yeah. Other than that, Xenoblade Chronicles 2 on the Switch.
Mm.
If you're already subbed to the channel, you can check out the review that would have went up 3 days ago at this point.
Yep.
Game's rad. I don't have much more to say about it from then. Everything's in the review. It's ticking all the boxes. I'm having a great time. I'm torn between playing PUBG tonight or Xenoblade tonight.
The answer is PUBG. But play Xenoblade until PUBG downloads.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, that's a good idea. But then I'll get like into it and I won't change to PUBG.
Mm, is your boy with you tonight?
Not tonight, is it? Grandma's almost tonight.
Okay. I was going to say, you can play with him.
Oh, no, that's tomorrow when we have our LAN party. Having a LAN party with my son tomorrow night.
I'm kind of want to be like, hey, do you mind if I bring my PC?
Pull the PCs out into the lounge room, order a couple pizzas.
Because I would literally throw my... Like, I would join that pizza party, but my mum's...
If only tomorrow night isn't Your son's birthday.
Well, my son's birthday is today. The time of recording is today. It says today is Friday, the 1st of December. But tomorrow is my son's birthday party, and my my mum and my stepfather are down. Mm-hmm. Like, bye. And just go.
Millie, sorry. Wife, sorry. Look after my mum and stuff and the kid. Bye.
Put fucking my stepdad in VR. Like, it'll be fine.
What about you?
I've been playing, what, two games? Yep. Or three games, and two of them, the main topic of this video. And
which you'll probably see in the title in some clickbaity fashion.
It'll be shamelessly in the title. There it is down below. That's what I've been playing. I've also been playing Pokemon Ultra Moon still.
Wow.
Slowly. Like I said, I'm chipping away, but I'm also not chipping away. I'm just kind of like, I'm just enjoying myself, man. Like, after this year and the amount of games that I've played, not finished, but played.
Thank you for clarifying.
For me, I'm just at this point, I'm like, Pokemon is just this
zen.
It's comfort food.
Yeah.
In the as much as I hate people referring to games as like comfort food, but it is like at the end of the day, and we've filmed videos, we've done things, we've done like my work of everything. I just hop in bed, I just pull open the 3DS, and I'm like,
and you've always been able to put more time into any game you can play in bed portably, like your Vita, the 3DS, the Switch. If all games were on any of those three things, you would have finished every game you've played this year.
Yeah, probably. Well, yeah, because like, so, you know, I mean, sort of like chipping away, just sort of make, like, I've there's been a lot of dicking around, a lot of dawdling, and just catching everything that I see. Like, you know, last time I played, I think I was trying to steamroll the story.
Yeah.
I didn't get as much enjoyment out of it. And like, with what with the changes that they've made to Ultra Moon, it does feel like a more comprehensive setup. Like, it just feels better.
You mean cohesive?
Yes, thank you. What did I say?
Comprehensive.
I'm not even close.
No.
Cohesive is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like a better experience. I'm really enjoying it. Like, it's a game that I needed after the fucking rush of like October and November, and like that with, you know, all those like, you know, Wolfenstein, like Nazi murderings, and
yeah,
Assassin's Creed, like big open world shit, and just stuff that's really like, I wouldn't say exhausting, but like daunting to play. And then to be like, hey, I have a Magnemite and that's a fucking Spearow, you're dead.
In one shot,
motherfucker. You know, I mean, like, it just like, it's so good. Like, it's, I'm just enjoying the,
it's good,
the chill.
Let's see how you were when Stardew Valley just came out too.
Yeah.
That's how I was too for 70 hours.
Yeah, and then you started beating me, then I fucking lost all zen.
Yeah, it's, but that's why you were like bum rushing Pokemon Sun and Moon when it first came out, because we were together. We were together back then. We were playing at the same time, and I was just fucking annihilated. Because
you were also unemployed at that time as well.
No, I wasn't at that time. No, I was last manager boy at that time.
Yeah.
Hence why I could play it so much. I sat in the fucking office and shut the door. I'm counting paperwork.
Yep, that's three papers.
There really is 1,000 sheets of paper in this A4 ream. Amazing. But yeah, I ended up playing that for like 150 hours.
Yeah.
I didn't rush it. I just managed to pour so much time into it. And anytime I get ahead of you, you're like, well, there's no point in me playing it anymore.
Yeah.
I'll move on to something else.
Especially if it's something like something that works that way. Yeah, I'm like, no, I'll play something else. Yeah.
Pretty much why you never even got past level 5 in Destiny 2?
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, we'll play together. And you're like, yeah, cool. I'm like, all right, what level are you at? I've already capped them. I'm like 250 light. I'm like, well, I'm done.
Yeah. But it's like, it would take me an hour and a half to get you to that same point. But I know, and then I'm like, I'll play with you at my lower level and I'll just enjoy it with you. And you're like, nope, don't wanna.
No, you've already done it.
Nope.
No, I'm taking my ball and I go home.
Because I was unemployed at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all our news. Let's move into the real news of the week, in a section we call Inform the Players.
4, 5. We've got 6 bits of news this week. We are recording a day early because Ryan's child has a big party on the day we would normally be recording. So 6 bits. Number 1, the PlayStation Experience 2017 panel lineup features looks at both the past and future of some of the platform's biggest games. The casting crew.
That's a horribly written sentence.
It is. Sorry. The cast and crew of The Last of Us Part 2, including Neil Druckmann and key members of the game's cast, will be on hand on Saturday, December 9th. This is all in US time, by the way, at 6:30 to talk about the making of the most recent trailer of the upcoming game. Sucker Punch will be talking about its upcoming game, Ghosts of Tsushima, in a panel moderated by IGN's Brian Altano at 3:30. Sucker Punch is using the panel as an opportunity to share a little more about the recently announced game. And, of course, Media Molecule is hosting a panel on the development of Dreams and is including a very special guest among the panelists at 12:30. So we are...
Don't forget, we are streaming the PSX conference or the briefing. Or the,
not the panels.
Not the panels. The first little moment at 3 o'clock on the Saturday the 9th, Australian time.
Saturday the 9th.
We will be joined by our good friend Paul James at player2.net.au.
Thank you, Paul.
He's going to come party with us, and because he's just released his here on his channel on Player 2. You should go subscribe. It's a good channel. He's doing this series called The Insider, where he breaks shit down.
I like it.
It's very like it's like his personal FTP. It's like you know, he finds the news, breaks it down, chats about it, puts his opinion in there, and it's like, and he just did his PSX predictions and whatnot. I'm like, okay, dude, come fucking party with us.
Yeah, man.
We'll put those predictions to the test.
Yeah. So we'll be kicking off a stream, watching the conference, ending that stream, starting another stream straight after to do a live.
That way it's two videos?
Two videos. So, and we'll do a live For the Players episode. The first live For the Players episode.
If all goes well, I might do it again.
Yeah, maybe. Or it'll just be fucking disgusting and we'll delete everything and pretend we just missed a week in content.
Or reshoot it.
Yeah.
Not telling anyone.
Get everyone in the stream to pretend it's the first time. Number two, loot boxes whose content rely on chance don't meet the UK's criteria for unlawful gambling. According to the UK Gambling Commission, since the prizes unlocked in loot boxes are usable only in the games which they're won and can't be cashed out, they don't fit the bill for licensable gambling activity.
That's a good point.
While loot boxes like those found in EA's Battlefront 2, Blizzard's Overwatch and more games don't fall under the umbrella of illegal gambling operation, the commission still expressed concern over the practice in games. The commission said while the line between video gaming and gambling is becoming increasingly blurred, its job is to step in when the practice meets the definition of gambling under UK law.
That is a really good point.
Very good point. So we've had, in the last week, we've had Belgium, we've had Victoria, Australia, and there's one more country.
Hawaii
come out and went, yep, this is not cool. We're gonna look into this. UK are actually like, let's pull it back a little bit.
I think they've gone more along the line of, we've looked into it.
The UK are looking very black and white.
Yeah, like the definitions of gambling that we have right now don't meet what you've got there. Granted,
It's not
awesome, but it's not by our law, because we're talking about whether these are whether they're illegal, not morally reprehensible. Mm. You know, like legally, they're fine.
Legally, they're not fine. They're fine.
Within the eyes of the law, they are fine.
So yeah, it's interesting because we're going to be having a lot of different, you know, more and more countries are coming out every week now talking about loot boxes. And we're going to be having countries falling on both sides of the fence of it. And, you know, whether this leads to... Apparently, there was a new group formed to look into it and help educate governments about loot boxes, but it seems real seedy and shady at the moment. We don't actually know what's going on with that. Mm. Did you see the videos on that kind of stuff? No. Jim Sterling made a video about it. A new group's come out and be like, yeah, we'll help regulate and will educate politicians about loot boxes, but then it sounds like all those people work in companies that make money off loot boxes.
Like you're all in the industry. That's
12 industry members or something. Yeah. So yeah, it's a little bit shady. But yes, that's just an update because, you know, every week a little bit more happens with it and I want to keep up to date with it because it's very interesting.
I'm a little sick of talking about it, but if we stop talking about it, then that's how when they win.
Exactly, and they can't win. Apparently EA lost $3.5 billion worth of stock value on Battlefront 2. Fuck yeah, boys
Eat
and girls.
Dick.
Well done. Whether that means anything for the future, probably not.
No, because remember that, I think we talked about it last week, remember that statement that the EA said to their stockholders, their investors meeting? You're like, we're going to still be profitable regardless. It's fine. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
We're going, like, people are gunning for you, EA, and this is good. Mm. Like, there's a... Grant, I think they're getting a little bit of heat because they, you know, just because EA... Like the most hated.
They've earned that. No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because they are the worst company
in the
5
world.
Years in a row. You know what I mean?
2 years.
I always exaggerate
and not
that.
Back to back.
Always, yeah.
Like, they've got it twice.
It's more than we have. So, next year. Oh my god!
Yay! We won something.
Like, I was like, oh, I have to pick up an award. Fuck.
Worst channel of 2018.
Like, I'm gonna question that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I think they copped a little bit of extra flack because of it, but that extra flack has pushed this into the right people.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That's good. Good job, everyone.
Speaking of pushing shit.
I need to poo.
Yeah.
Number three, this isn't really any like newsworthy. I just found it
an interesting
story. After Epic Games sued two Fortnite players for cheating, it has been revealed that one of the accused cheaters is a minor who's 14 years old. The mother of the teenager sent the court a letter, which you can read on Kotaku, that pushes back against Epic's case against her child. She notes that for minors, Fortnite's terms require parental consent, which she had never provided.
That's her problem. And then everything she should get in trouble then.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Instead of going after the websites providing the software to cheat, the mother claims by targeting individual players, the publisher is using 14-year-old child as a scapegoat.
Incorrect.
She also claims her son didn't help create the software for cheating, as Epic alleges, but just downloaded it as a user. Epic provided the following statement to Kotaku regarding its decision to take the cheaters to court. Epic is not okay with ongoing cheating or copyright infringement from anyone at any age. As stated previously, we take cheating seriously and will pursue all available options to make sure our games are fun, fair, and competitive for players.
What I love about this story the most, right, is essentially this 14-year-old kid cheated, put the video on YouTube, and then
was streaming.
Either way, the video was on YouTube, and then Fortnite and Epic have been like, hey, can you take that down? He's like, no.
No, it's mine.
It's mine. Like, well, you're 14, so that explains the response. And that's like, because he's like, look, if you don't do it, we'll take you to court. He's like, no.
Yeah,
like, but hey, I think.
I get it from both perspectives.
They're totally within their grounds. If anything, they should fucking go off to the parent. No, yeah, should go to the parent. But being like, she's like, aha, I was a horrible parent and I didn't give permission for this. Like,
be that as it may, it's still a valid point.
I'm not disputing the point.
Like, terms and agreements.
They have to be like
conditions.
Oh, that's totally true. Yeah. But then it's like, why the fuck? Like,
but also,
you let your son break the law.
I get that. But this kid is 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck will you accomplish taking a 14-year-old kid to court? I mean, there's a point where a company must go. Like, we could. But should we in this particular... It doesn't have to be black and white. We do or we don't.
Mm.
It's like, let's just, do the DMCA, get the video off, lay the law down on him. But when he's 14.
But I think it's the same thing because that creates a precedent, right?
No.
If they're like, hey, we've got five people that cheated and we've created very stern rules that we're going to sue anyone that gets caught cheating. All right, cool. We can do these four people.
Well, maybe they should go after the parent. I get your point too.
Yeah.
But then, maybe... But then,
but there's no
how legally binding are the terms and conditions?
Well,
as in, for a minor to accept them when it says you should have got your parents to, but they're a minor, so they can't really be held accountable.
That's in that case, that's fraud.
But can minors be charged with that kind of fraud?
It's still fraud.
But I mean,
that's the thing. If you can't be a minor and accept those terms and conditions, he has lied. And accepted those terms and conditions.
When you were 14, did you ever read terms and conditions?
No, but I never fucking cheated and got caught doing it.
I cheated fucking heaps.
I mean, we didn't have online games when we were 14.
We're looking at it from an adult's perspective, yeah. We forget what we were like at 14.
We didn't have the internet at our disposal like this when
we
were 14.
So we can't really... But if we did, I mean, come on. I think this is a little bit too harsh for this
kid. Wouldn't have installed third-party software to make me help me cheat.
Like, because he's... 1 year older than my daughter, and picturing her getting taken to court for something like this, fuck off. Fuck right.
That's parental defense, though.
Exactly.
That's different.
And you should have it too.
Yeah, but my kid's one. He's lucky to lick a controller.
We're going to come back to this in 13 years, and I'm going to get your opinion then.
I just find it very entertaining. She's like, I found a loophole that makes me look like a bad parent, but.
She's sacrificing herself to save her child. That's endearing. That's heartbreaking.
No, it's.
It's heartbreaking.
Piece of shit, woman.
They're probably very nice people. Everyone's very presumptuous.
Of course I am. It's the whole point.
You're a piece of shit. Number four.
Epic, you're doing okay.
No, you're not.
But you're also not.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
And parent, fucking know what your kid's playing, man. God damn it.
I think our generation of parents are going to be better than the generation above us for that.
Yeah.
because I think I've told the story before, I used to work in retail that sold those games. And, you know, kid comes in, clearly under 18, and it's like, I want this COD. It's like, well, clearly under 15, like, I want this COD. Like, you're like fucking 12. You need a parent. I can't sell you this because you need a parent. Mom! Can you come and buy this? And then the parent comes up in half like, fucking, I just wanted to get out and fucking this, and here's the money. And it's like, pick that next generation up doesn't look, because they don't know, because they didn't grow up with it.
But like, gotta remember, this kid's 14, right? You have a 13-year-old. Granted, you had a child at a younger age, but that means these people have, what, 5 years on you? 7 years on you? Games have been around, you know.
Yeah, but...
they cannot claim ignorance in this.
I think they can. Gaming is big. It's not global, though. There are people who just don't
know. This is the US.
Yeah, and?
They're from the US.
And?
Like, it's not as if they're from, like, backwards Russia or anything.
No,
like,
it doesn't
and they
matter.
Didn't know
not
about
everyone's
it.
Not everyone is that up to date with it.
Questionable.
Chill out. I want to hear opinions on this.
Yeah, comment below.
Please let us know which side of the fence you fall on. And if you fall, land on your feet, because it'll hurt.
If you fall on the correct side, we will have a chat, all right? Because you're on my side.
No, you're not. If you're watching this, you may be 14 and you may side with me for having your back. Number four, it's December.
If you're 14, you should not be watching
this. That's totally cool. My kid was in our stream the other night. He's 9.
The stream was very late.
Number four, it's December, and that means shopping centres across the country have switched over from playing endless Christmas carols, if they haven't already. It also means that Christmas deals are now available thing, and PlayStation have started their annual 12 deals of Christmas with a hefty discount on Crash Bandicoot and Sane Trilogy. Starting today and running through to Christmas Eve, PlayStation 12.
But today, that is
the Friday
day of recording.
Starting
1st of December,
running through to the 24th, PlayStation's 12 deals of Christmas promotion offers substantial discounts on different games every other day. First off is Crash Bandicoot and Insane Trilogy, the remake of the classic PlayStation trilogy, for $43.95. After 48 hours, the deal will expire and will be replaced with a new shiny game.
We'll be posting every single deal they have on our Facebook page, facebook.com/popculturist.
Will we?
Yeah, we'll be. Because every time that email comes through, I now send that email through to Jess.
Okay.
And she does the work.
Sweet. Thank you, Jess.
Yeah, because I was like, because I kept getting all these PR blasts. I'm like, ugh.
Enough.
I never do anything with these.
Yeah.
Cool. Bing.
Hopefully.
And then I made her an email account, a Pop C one. I'm like, bing, bing, bing.
Hopefully, Nia is on one of those.
God, lists. I hope Nia's on it so bad.
PS Plus games for December 2017 have been announced. Darksiders 2 Definitive Edition for PS4. Kung Fu Panda Showdown of Legendary Legends, PS4. Siberia Collection for PS3. X-Blade's Lost Memories for PS3. Forma.8, PS Vita and PS4. Wanted Corp, PS Vita. Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, PS4. Available through to the 2nd of January in the US, Canada, and Latin America.
I started by Darksiders 2, Kung Fu Panda, Siberia. Like, what? I don't have any actions for
lost.
That. And then what the hell is Forma 8?
Like, Darksiders is rad.
Yes.
That's sweet. I bought it a few months ago now.
Did you even jump into 2 or did you play just number 1?
I got about halfway through number 1. But then
probably number 2 is like substantially better.
Yeah, but then we hit that crazy period. I love number 1. So the Definitive Edition is the remasters of Darksiders 1 and 2 from PS3.
No, just 2.
What?
No, the Definitive is just Darksiders 2.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Oh, it's the War Master Edition where you get the both. But still, fucking rad. And number 3 looks cool too. Rest of the games... Whenever it comes. Rest of them, I don't have an opinion. Siberia is meant to be good.
Yeah, I've heard things.
Because Siberia, what, 3 or 4 came out this year or something?
No, there's one on Switch.
Yeah. And someone in one of our chats.
Yeah, Zach's a big fan. But Zach also likes a lot of bad games. So okay. I don't always trust his reference. He's been good dude.
Final bit of news this week. An update on the whole EA Visceral shenanigans. So, let's talk about it. I don't know where I was going with that. What?
So we just got a comment saying, hey, I've subscribed to your channel, which means, in theory, we are sitting at 700 subscribers. Woo. Congratulations. So we finally... I mean, that is my goal for the year. My goal for the year is to get to 700 subs. So I am very, very happy
that we did.
Thank
you very, very much.
Thank you so much to the person that just subscribed. I'll give you a fucking sweet shout out. My phone decides to do the thing it's supposed to. You can read your thing.
So this bit of news I've titled, Fuck You, EA. We're now a good few weeks removed from EA shutting down Dead Space
Amy
developer.
McLean.
Thank you, Amy. shutting down Dead Space developer Visceral Games and effectively cancelling their Star Wars project, with that game now significantly shifting direction and passing along to another developer, but the company is still explaining its thinking. The latest explanation comes from a talk during the Credit Suisse Technology, Media and Telecom Conference, spotted by DualShockers, where EA CFO Blake Jorgensen spoke. Is it Jorgensen or is it pronounced Jorgensen?
Jorgensen.
Jorgensen spoke on why the company made the difficult decision. Quote, "As we kept reviewing the game, it continued to look like a much more linear game, which people don't like as much today as they did 5 or 10 years ago." Where the fuck did you get that information from? Jorgensen went on to say Visceral Star Wars game was aiming to do big, revolutionary things, but ultimately the roadmap for the project didn't look financially viable for the future, which is why it had to end. Quote, "It was an economical decision at the end of the day," Jorgensen concludes.
One last paragraph.
Then you can get it out. Let it build up. This statement goes along with aspects of what the company had previously said about the closure. EA EVP Patrick Söderlund originally wrote that the closure was due to fundamental shifts in the marketplace.
Jorgensen, you piece of fucking shit.
Boom. So EA, they're just really doubling down on this. No one wants single player linear games.
Everyone wants single player.
What people want is fucking good ones.
Yeah.
And it's been proven this year especially.
Look at October.
Look at the Game of the Year contenders. All single player games. Not all linear, granted.
Except PUBG.
Oh yeah, except that game. It's kind of linear because you do the same thing every fucking game. Zelda, Mario, Horizon, Persona. All open world, linear. Doesn't matter. They're all single player games. Minus PUBG, we know. People do want them.
But if you look,
we've talked about the future of single player games a month ago.
Yeah, but if you look at the other games that are nominated, we're talking Wolfenstein. You know, another huge praise in there as well.
Senua's Sacrifice.
Oh my God, Hellblade, of course, right? I did my votes today, actually.
By the way. Good man.
I did.
Going back,
you're a fucking idiot.
Like Naughty Dog have built their legacy and their studio on linear single player games. Yeah. CD Projekt Red, same thing. They've only had 3 games,
but
not linear. I know, but single player games.
It could be PR spin.
You got cobwebs on you.
Thank you.
Oh, I think it's snot, actually.
It's probably baby snot. Well, I think it's baby cereal from this morning. Okay, that's all good. Yeah. Because you know when they did that PR spin about how shifts in the marketplace or whatever. That's spin for things have changed.
That's spin for we can't put microtransactions in it.
Yeah.
And get away.
And then like the same, like is it this was to investors, right? They're not going to go to the investors and go, "Oh yeah, the game was a mess."
Of course they're not.
So they're going to be like, "Well, what do investors care about?
Finances. It wasn't financially viable.
Like, but why wasn't it?"
But then,
because you can't say it wasn't financially viable because we were pumping money into it and the game was a hot mess.
He went on. It did go on to expand this article.
So he's still wrong, but yeah. I think there may
but
be
it,
some...
it did go on to expand as well that apparently there was behind the scenes problems at Visceral, and that because the Visceral team had been reduced so much to about 80 people, they had 2 other studios helping with it as well. I can kind of see it, and I get it. If that's why they shut it down because it legit wasn't financially viable, okay, that sucks. But okay. But the comment about people don't want linear games anymore, fuck that.
I agree. Because like, if the game is as a mess as, you know, what like Jason Schreier and, you know, other insiders have said in terms of people from the company as well, granted many of them have been NDA'd so they can't talk about it. I mean, if it was the mess that it was, that's 100% true. It cannot be... It's not financially viable.
Yeah. Well,
but like, don't put that fucking single player spin on. Because you know what that is? That's actually worse marketing.
Yeah.
Like, because anyone outside of that meeting, they're going to vilify you for it. Like, they're going
not
to
that
hang
they can
you
be dragged through the mud.
They're going,
much
yeah,
more.
They're going to. Sorry, not vilify. Dragging through the mud is what I want to say. They're dragging through the mud. They're going to fucking hang you in the trees.
Yeah.
Mind you, you're already like you've put the noose around yourself.
Who's going to win the next best vote for the world's worst company?
Guess what?
It will be EA, guaranteed.
Yeah. Period.
Look, they're a business, they have to make money, and if they are in development and their projections were like, there is no possible way we can make a profit on this, we need to stop it. Like I said, cool, that's fine, you're a business, it sucks for us fans, but, you know, that's life, yeah? But yeah, the whole comment about people don't want linear games anymore, eat my scrotum.
See, the worst thing, though, is because they're not a small company like us or even a mid-sized company, they can't be open and honest and transparent.
I get that.
In the same way that we would.
Yeah.
If you know, if something didn't work, we would say, hey, it didn't work for this reason.
Mm.
Because we're at a place we can do that. We're not a big fucking corporation.
We don't have stocks, we have shareholders, investors, sponsors. And
yeah, so shit. For them, it's like, all right, well, we have to tell each person a different thing. That's a spin on the actual truth. And at no point will we ever hear the full-blown truth.
I wouldn't say at no point.
Not for years.
No, but not at no point. It'll come eventually.
I still think we'll never hear the full truth.
Like, the NDA can't be a lifetime NDA. Nah.
Yeah, if they signed the non-disparage agreement, which means you cannot say anything bad about the company.
It doesn't have to be disparaging. It can just be truth.
Still, but if disparagement is, once again, is by law, it's anything that can make you, same as slander, right?
Yeah,
it's anything that you say that can actively change someone's opinion of something or slant it into someone else's
opinion.
I get
all that. I get it. But still, it's EA. No,
because they'd be on the same agreements though, so they can't go out and be like, well, Amy Hennig did fucking shit, everyone thinks she's the bee's knees, she's a piece of shit, Blake Jorgensen, you know what I mean? It's like not happening. Yeah. And like she comes to the same, she kind of like, yeah, we're the worst visceral fucking hot shit, Amy Hennig, like that's not gonna happen because they're all signed agreements to not be like that bloke.
Okay, but I
would like to
10,
see
20, oh 30 God. Years it'll
imagine
come
imagine that room. They're like, hey, we yeah, like it's like title fight, ding ding ding, like, we've got fucking Blake Jorgensen.
You know how
EA.
Like they show like a video game ad and then all the quotes from different reviewers pop up around it? It's like, fuck Amy Hennig, Blake Jorgensen, suck my dick.
Amy you know Hennig. What it is, it's those political slander ads. Yeah. Amy Hennig can't make a game, you know.
EA don't know how to fund a game.
Yeah, EA don't know how to fund a game. EA said fucking single player games are dying.
Do you like single player games? EA doesn't.
It's a yeah. It's all black and white. And
just that white.
And it's Blake Jorgensen in compromising position. He's like, yeah, just like.
Like walking out of a hotel room with his backpack.
Yeah. It was like, this is Blake Jorgensen. He hates your games. Like,
the video's just like, fuck you, Blake. Yeah, so he's like.
It's like, Amy Hennig hasn't made a game in 10 years. Do you want to know why? Because she hasn't had a good idea since Uncharted. You know, like, oh man, they're going for the jugular. That
as
is
awesome
what I
as
want
that
see.
Would be to see.
The point I'm making is they can't say
shit.
I get
your point.
After all that. Yeah, and
that's it for the news.
Where the fuck we're going with that?
See,
we're never going to a true story.
The launch trailer for Anthem had me fucking hyped. Mm. I really don't think I'm getting it.
You hold your ground?
You hold my ground. Nothing against BioWare, but I can't do it.
You know what's nuts? Like, I was super tempted to pick up Battlefront. And then all this microtransactions and shit. I'm like, yeah, but maybe the single player is good.
Apparently. Yeah.
Here it got, like finger blasted and like,
really,
ruined.
Really buggy as well.
Right, really buggy, as in they've just crammed a bunch of shit in. Like, almost in the same way that someone's going, hey, people like Star Wars because they like Princess Leia. Can you put Princess Leia in the story?
Yeah.
Like, you are aware that canonically doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but...
But then EA said the... reason for the transactions people care about, EA care about the canon.
So that's why you can't do cosmetics.
That's why you
canon.
Can't have pink Darth Vader. Fuck off. Because you had it in Star Wars Battlefront 1. And people have just data mined that you had the systems available for it to happen in Battlefront 2. This only dropped today. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
No.
Yeah. EA, fuck it. Anyway.
Fuck it.
We just spent... fuck these. Spent about 15 minutes talking about EA. That's enough.
But... speaking of single player games and them being dead,
you just butchered
EA,
that segue.
Yeah, EA is shit. But you know who's really good? Bethesda. And they make a ton of single player games. Today's main topic is our review / in-depth discussion on Skyrim VR and Doom VFR.
First impressions for Doom.
Yes,
yeah, not in-depth because you've played it for like an hour.
Like, yeah, not even. Heads up. So thank you to Bethesda for supplying us with the code and copy for Skyrim VR.
Mm-hmm.
We did ask for Doom, but as of yet it hasn't arrived because day of release. It might probably come Monday.
To be fair, Melbourne had torrential rain today.
It did.
So there is a pretty big chance.
So I bought it just so I can get it on the day and show like my love, because like I'm like, I want to support this shit.
Yeah.
So
but that's very good to us. Thank you.
They've been fantastic to us. So it's probably going to arrive Monday. And then I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
I'll take it.
Do you have a VR?
Dad does.
It's a piece of PSVR?
Yeah.
Done.
Dunsky. Which one do you want to do first?
I'll let you run the questions and then I'll expand from them.
Okay. Start with Doom, okay, because it's still fresh in your mind. I saw the stream happening at like 4:15 in the afternoon.
Okay, so I'll do a little rundown before you ask questions. So, Doom VFR is not the same Doom. Mm. It is a standalone sort of side story, I guess. So it doesn't have the same.
He's still the Doom Marine.
You are Doom Guy still, I'm pretty sure. I think you are the Doom Guy.
Yeah.
So at the start of the mission, it's kind of like there's half your body, sort of, and then there's like you're saying it, so I'm like, holy fuck, am I dead? And it's kind of like there's a lot of internal monologue for some reason. So I think you're the Doom Guy. It was very vague, and I had like my son yanking the VR cord, and my legs went, ow, ow. Because like I had 45 minutes where I could play, and I'm like, well, if I'm going to play this, I'm going to stream it. So I was like, all right, 45 minutes. It's 4:15 in the afternoon. Let's just do it. And that's why I went up such a weird time.
Okay. So I saw the stream 4:15 in the afternoon. I was in the car driving home from work, passenger. I wasn't playing on my phone. And I opened it up and you're in like an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a creature at the end of the corridor and I saw it go like straight up to you.
That's like the first 15 like, seconds of the stream.
Yeah, very, very early on. Did you poop?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Because that demon's huge.
So how does it feel with... How does it scale? Like,
incredibly
do
well.
Do you feel like these demons are big and they're scary?
Yeah. In the same way that Skyrim, scale is the big thing that affects these games, is when you see like the little, you know, the standard bone skeleton demon dudes, like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you'll look human size. You're still scary, but you're human size. Then you see like the big tall F off ones with the jetpacks, like, oh fuck. And then you got the big burly dudes. Like, and then there's a part in like earlier on where you sort of wander into the room, they have like little scale models of all the creatures and the demons and then you.
Yeah.
So there's you.
Oh, okay, right.
And then you see the big F off, you know, the big, I think I want to say behemoth, but I don't think it's the behemoth. Mm. You know, the big F off horn. It's I'm like, oh, man. Oh, man.
Were you like as big as his big toe?
I was like shin height. Yeah. I'm like,
Is it move or DualShock?
It can be played three ways. It can be played with the DualShock. It can be played with the move controllers, or it can be played with the aim controller.
What did you play with?
I played with the aim controller.
Let me stop you right there. Is it true that you smacked your wife in the face with it?
Totally did. I hit my wife square in the mouth with the aim controller.
Better your wife than your son, at least.
Yeah.
So you play with the aim controller.
Okay, so I didn't play with the move controllers, but we'll go for the ones I didn't. So the move controller is apparently the same. Unlike Skyrim, which has the whole smooth movement thing. Get to that. It's teleportation. And then swimming, which makes me want to buff. So I had nothing to do with it. Granted, you get the free motion of your two hands. So you'll always have a gun in your right hand, and the left hand will always be a grenade.
Okay. So like you can't unlimited?
No.
Okay.
So you can't swap it out, but you'll always have a grenade in this hand. So that way, it gives you that sort of motion to throw the grenade where you want and sort of keep doing.
You'd feel like a badass.
It'd feel pretty cool.
Mm.
And then so you have to teleport, and you're like, and the set, then there's the aim controller, which is the gun that came with Farpoint earlier in the year. It is not optimized as well as it should be. No, not in the slightest.
Oh, that's a shame.
Like you hold it up, and then for some reason it was like facing that way. I hold it directly at the TV. It's like that. I'm like, what the fuck? So I shake the controller, and then it goes, oh, and it snaps back in place. Or it's slightly off. And that's what happened. My wife came over and I'm like, what the fuck? I shook the controller. She's like, he's whack. I'm like, what just happened? She's like, hit me in the face.
You hit your wife on stream.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man.
Could you recalibrate it or not?
No.
Like you can't go into like, options.
You know, when, like, the best way to recalibrate the game is you just hold options and it realigns everything, right? With this, it realigns the camera, but the gun's still fucking squiff.
Right, okay. So with DualShock then?
So the problem is, so with that, like, because the aim controller is essentially a DualShock the way it's set up internally, so it worked that way. One of the first things I did is I turned off the fucking teleporting and like that turn shit, because apparently it's supposed to make it easier. Hell no, it makes me want to vomit. So I turned that shit off.
Yep.
So I had complete full free movement. Like, that's what I was doing, because that's what you're doing. That's what you do in Doom. You go forward, backward, and you fucking just move around.
Mm.
So the way I get around not feeling sick with that is because I'm not looking forward. I'm moving my head. So as I'm doing that, like, I can actually, you know, move my head around. It removes all sickness.
Yeah.
And then the DualShock is the free movement as well. But the biggest problem. Oh, side mention. I should mention the aim as well.
Yeah.
The aim controller is designed for you to hold with two hands.
Yeah.
So you're holding it like that. However, in the game, you're only ever holding it one-handed.
Yeah.
With a grenade here.
Right.
So it's really jarring.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Because the game makes
what you're seeing and what you're feeling are completely
exactly
different.
So the game would have been better if you could use the aim controller or a move controller and the old, you know how move had the one with the light and the one that looks like a little pickle and you can move that the thumbstick on it.
Yeah,
that would be the best. That would be the best setup, because you
the nunchuck.
The nunchuck. That would be a great setup, because you've got the grenade, you can still throw it. It's got the accelerometer in it, and you get that free movement. You know, but
so DualShock is the way to go.
Yeah. Sadly, yeah.
Oh, no, well, sadly.
Because you in a VR experience, you want that immersive. Yeah, okay. You want that immersive feel.
Well, on immersion, how's the music?
Oh my god, I was really concerned, really concerned that the Doom music wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But no, Mick Gordon's soundtrack is there. Yeah. Like, it was kind of quiet. Had a little
bit, you're a big fan of it.
Oh, I love that like soundtrack so much.
It's just meaty.
It's just because like I love industrial like metal, like so like you know Static X, which is you know that sort of a very chuggy, it's fucking heavy. Like it just feels fucking heavy, like. And like, I'm a big fan of like little weird synth noise in there as well. So like, it was kind of quite, had this sort of the vague synthy sound, like you know, the menu, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then seeing the first couple enemies, like pew, 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 yeah, it's just kind of background music at that point. And then you get to the world, like the first sort of boss, and like, you take out one dude, and they're saying, I'm like, yeah! Like, I had one headphone off because I was talking to my wife. I'm like, I'm sorry for hitting you in the face. And she's like, it's fine. I'm like, oh God, hang on. Yeah, put that in my mouth. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, man. I love that music so much, and I'm glad it came back. Like, I think it may have just been, I think it was Rip and Tear, which is one of the key songs. It was very similar. I don't know the name of them, but I'm like, yeah, I heard this in another Doom. So it wasn't a brand new soundtrack, but they've pulled from it, which is fine.
Can you go back into it?
Will I go back into
it? Are you keen to get back into it?
Yeah, a little
and
bit.
Any idea on like campaign length or anything?
Yeah, so
has anyone kind of reported on it? Or
I've not gone hunting.
One of these, you know, 2-hour experiences, or is there a good, you know, 5-hour?
It feels short.
Yeah,
and I think you're probably going to get a couple of hours out of my brain. Playing it, my feelings about 3 or 4. I can't confirm that obviously because I've not even checked any reviews or anything today for it. Side note, by the way, I went to buy the game. I was like, oh, how much is it physical? $69.95. You know how much is on the PSN?
How much?
$39.
Whoa!
Since when is it cheaper
literally
online?
Shat on this last week for the opposite reason.
Yeah, and it's like $39. I'm like, it's $30 difference.
Yeah,
I was like, hot damn.
Huh. Wait, did you go into a store? You just looked.
No, I looked. I looked on the website. I was like, do you go JB, EB?
In the store, just like buy a PSN card.
Yeah, it was because like, Millie's like, I thought you, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm buying Doom. She's like, but went to the shop to buy it. I'm like, no.
I want it physical, but not for an extra
like, I like physical
because,
like, you know, I like the once again cool shelves.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, it's just so much staggeringly cheaper. Will I go back? Yeah, I will. Because like, this is something we'll get to sort of after Skyrim as well. But these are the experiences that I want in VR. Mm. These are what will make VR more accessible in a way.
Accessible is not the right word.
Accessible is not the right word, but I mean, like, it'll open that door. If you go to someone, hey, Doom is in VR, like, what?
But it's not Doom. Yeah. It's a Doom experience.
Yeah, yeah. But the point still stands. If you like Doom and like, because right, like up until now, it's been a lot of smally things, and you know, like when it launched, you know, October of last year, it's like he's Batman. It was cool stuff, right? Then it went sort of quietish, and then Resident Evil, and then it was sort of quietish, and now it's like Skyrim and Doom. You're like, what the fuck?
All from Bethesda. Thank you. All right, well, Skyrim then.
Oh, do you want any more questions about Doom? You know, to get out of there?
Because I saw you played on the stream, so my question's been answered.
Yeah, like, is it? It's fine. Like you said, the first thing I did was change that movement. That movement is poop. Like, that teleporting. Oh. So the teleporting, I turned it off because I didn't want to use it because it made me feel ill. But it's used as a very interesting system in the game. It's like the little gameplay loop. So, you know, in regular Doom or 2016 Doom, there's the glory kills, right? So you go up and you fucking punch motherfucker and you don't. Because you don't have that level of control in this. What they do is you weaken them and they glow and you teleport into them and blaze them up.
Oh, okay.
So you still get the same benefits of a glory kill, but you don't get to physically punch someone and throw them into
But you can't do that if you're not using teleporting?
No, you can.
Okay.
So I turned off teleportation as prompt. Movement, yeah. But there's a button prompt to go pew and then jump into someone That's and
cool.
rip them out.
That's cool. So Skyrim then?
Yeah, 100%. Skyrim is so damn good.
What are you playing as?
I'm playing as an Argonian, specializing in archery and magic.
What? It's what kind of magic?
Destruction magic.
So, archer. Yeah, I'm in the shadows. Yeah, they're never going to see me. Pew, pew, and destruction. Blah, put everything on fire!
Yeah, because I'm like, okay. It's just gone bad. Blah, clear the room.
Okay. So what you're trying to do is lull the enemies into a sense of security. Like, we've got this archer surrounded. He's fucked. Is that fire in his hands?
Why does his hands glow?
Okay, so...
I should mention as well, normally I play Dark Elf, Heavy Armor... sword, shield, a little bit of magic, like very minimal magic, right? Because I'm very much run up in people's shit and like, what's up? Boom! Like, that's how I play Skyrim. VR
complete opposite
has actively changed how I play the game.
Because you're scared.
Because I have no choice. Like, I can run up in people's faces, but it's really confronting. It's so confronting. Where now, and the whole system of the archery is beautiful. Like, it's not as accurate as it could be. There's no crosshair, so you can't be like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's no crosshair.
Why not?
Because there's no crosshairs in real life.
There is if you, like, look.
Yeah, no, you can look down. You can look, like, you have to literally close one eye in VR and go, easy. Thunk.
That's pretty wicked, actually.
But, yeah, so, like, it feels so rewarding when you're, like, high on a ledge and you're like, what's up? Boom!
Headshot, 3 times headshot, damage.
Headshot, and you're like, you get that, like, because you literally like you don't have to like go over the back and reload it, but you have to knock it and then and like that is the best. And the regular Skyrim, because it's first person, the hands are always there, so it looks like I'm about to grab a set of boobies, but like you literally
what are you doing, Thriller?
Yeah, but like because you can only do whatever's in front of you, it kind of makes it locks in your vision, right? But with destruction magic, particularly fire, I can be like there's like two dudes running at me.
So you can multi-direction your hands.
Yeah, and that is rewarding. So like even if I'm playing with a sword and like fire, right? I'm like, ching, ching, ching.
I think it'd be cool with the sword and shield, like ching, 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 and you like block it up here.
That is just as rewarding. So like when people do get up in my shit and I'm like, all right, quick favorites, short sword and shield. And I'm like, boom. Because when you do like a shield break, you have to physically pump the shield.
Yeah.
So that you get that, they get that, all that stumbling, like, oh, fucking make you stumble.
And when you're blocking with the shield, arrows penetrate it, right?
Yeah, and your arrows penetrate, which is really scary, by the way. You're like, and then once you murder them, you take the arrows out and then you put them away.
Pocket them. Cool. How does it run, though?
Surprisingly, really well. So so Skyrim on the Switch is using a slightly scaled down special edition from last year. Mm-hmm. This is clearly running vanilla Skyrim.
Okay.
Because just in terms of just the density of it is not quite.
You know what? It was beautiful then, and it's beautiful now.
Oh no, I'm not slagging off in any way. Because I'm like,
I know you're a graphics pimp.
I am. I'm a guest whore. Like, I'm whore on that shit. It sounds like, it's like, what is it for, Cam? Like,
yeah, honestly, like, just make me sick.
So one of the big things that it does, because it's in VR, it's got to run at, you know, reasonable resolution and has to run 120 frames per second, so you don't vomit your face out.
Yeah.
So they, you know, as a result, there's some things that are scaled back. So a lot, and one of the things is graphically, up close in anything's in your close proximity, it's beautiful, but there is a clear circle when everything just starts scaling back into nothing.
That's okay,
which is fine, because, like, you know, when you,
what's that black smudge in the sky? Oh, it's a dragon.
Yeah, nothing is quite as scary as fighting a dragon and it looks at you and just goes fire and you're like, oh.
That always scared me when I used to play it too, like, don't stand in front of the dragon.
You put that in VR, dude.
Don't stand in front of it, because even the sound it makes, it's like, rah! But that's got the high pitch behind it too. It's really scary when you're in front of it.
Speaking of shouts, there's a question from Ben Baird. He asks, can you do shouts through the VR headset?
Ah!
No, you can't.
Shame.
Wouldn't they, like,
what a missed opportunity that is.
It's like, boom, like, foos. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be just,
I think,
rad.
Your wife would hate it.
She would hate it so bad.
It so much.
It's like all quiet. I'm like, whoo.
Because from where you'd be foosing is literally your son's crib on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, literally.
Like, in the exact location. But you'd also learn some cool, like, Nordic words.
Yeah, you get to speak the dragon language. Dovahkiin. Yeah.
So it runs good.
It runs fine. Like, the only real downside in terms of how it runs is the usual Bethesda glitch. Wow. Like, because normally you can just avoid it.
Yeah.
You have to look at it. So if, like, hey, that dog's in the door. Like, you just, like, I just walk past. But now you're looking at it. I'm like, that dog is pretty stuck in that door.
Grab it by its tail.
Yeah, like, you kind of, like, it makes it.
I can fix this.
Like, yeah, you look at it, you're like, that's really confronting. And, like, not confronting, it's really unavoidable. But what's really fun, though, is that you're having a conversation with someone and I'm, like, throwing shit off the table. Yeah. Like, just after you escape Helden.
My sister Helda will take you to Whiterun and... Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, like, because I went with the... Because normally I go with the Stormcloaks as well, so I went with the Empire this time because I streamed it in the stream. I'm like, go to the Empire. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go in and see the cousin who's the blacksmith. He's like, you can take anything from my house. You're like, any friend. And I'm like... Yeah, he's just like...
That's cool.
Just destroying their house. I'm like, he's talking to me. I'm throwing cheese at him. It's just like,
that's cool.
I spent like a good 20 minutes trying to get a bucket on someone's head, you know, which is what it's really easy in like regular Skyrim. Because like,
because then you can pickpocket whatever you want because they can't see you.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm like, because you kind of have to do it like close but at a distance. Yeah, that's fun.
Load times though. Because we all know vanilla Skyrim was effed. Skyrim Remastered was much, much better. Skyrim PC, depending on your PC, were none.
Yeah.
You know, going through doors and stuff.
And like Skyrim Switch has no loading times, right? Which is great. What I'm finding is a lot of loading time when you go into something for the first time. Now, the loading at the start is noticeably longer because it's obviously booting everything up. It's working in a big three-dimensional space now than it did before. Like going into Whiterun the first time is a bit of a chug, but not drastically longer. It's manageable.
Not
great,
but
it doesn't throw you out of it.
Average.
It's average, yeah.
Could be better, but it could be worse.
Could be better, but at the same time, I'm looking at it going, you are running this entire world.
Yeah. It's forgivable.
Yeah, like in 3D. It's a forgivable thing.
Yeah. Cool. Was there anything else you want to add? Because that's pretty much the how it runs and load times were my main questions. What do you want to add? Is this what VR should be? Is this what we need more of?
I truly
VR?
Think.
Let's transition the conversation here into what you actually want to talk about. Is the future of VR, or, well, you phrase it because this is your topic.
Truly think Bethesda has set a new benchmark.
I just gasped at the time.
Yeah, I know.
We've been sitting here for fucking ages.
Yeah. They have truly set a new benchmark for what VR could be.
Okay. Now, we're talking from your experience.
From my experience.
PSVR.
Yeah, so we're talking about PSVR, of course.
Don't have experience with the Vive and the Oculus and what, you know. Obviously, a lot of the same games are available on both, but they do have extensive libraries of fucking shit, but I'm sure there is really good stuff on there too.
Yeah.
But as far as console VR goes...
Yeah, it is a true, like, even though they are old games, I believe it's truly a step forward. In the same way that right up into here, outside of Resident Evil, a lot of it has been experiences, really short burst stuff. And Bethesda are the first people to be like, no, no, these are our tentpole franchises, and they are getting VR support. Granted, it's years later, but they are getting VR support.
Grant, like, let's not forget Fallout 4 is coming. Not sure on two it's PlayStation. It's going to Vive
early next year. Yeah. PlayStation's not confirmed yet. But
Bethesda aren't just supporting PSVR. They're supporting VR. Like, yeah, the actual movement for VR. Bethesda are like, yeah, we're right there from the start.
And, like, what I'm hoping, because, like, every on the echo chamber, I guess, but, like, the little gaming stratosphere that we're a part of, I'm seeing a lot of love for Skyrim VR. And I think that's important. A lot of people are buying it. People are loving it. Like, right now, you know, the big sales of the Black Friday weekend was the VR headset with Skyrim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, if anything, that's going to be great numbers as well. But I think nothing else is available to the scope of Skyrim VR. Now, Doom VR is fantastic in terms of what they're trying to do. And I think that's a good step in the right direction. I think they'll learn a lot about how that runs, especially reception-wise, when it comes to Fallout 4 VR. I think they'll be at an advantage because Fallout 4 VR, you're always using just two hands. Like, there's not much... There's no... Grenades, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Doing VATs
in VR would be pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, zooms you in, and you have to, like, aim at the head.
And you have to, like, you know, the percentage is how you shoot rather than just going bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Like, you have to line up. It's like 90%.
Like, got a timer or something. It's like, you line up where you want to
shoot. We don't know whether that's in there.
That just sounds rad, though.
Because I'm really hoping that this sets a sort of minor precedent and puts in place to show other third parties that VR is worth your time. It's worth your money because there's no other experience like it. I thought I'd played Skyrim enough ways to know exactly how it goes.
Bethesda says, no, you haven't.
They've gone, no, you haven't. Here's another way to play Skyrim. I'm like, hell yeah.
And arguably the best way to play Skyrim.
It's one of the best ways because, as I said, it fundamentally changed how I play Skyrim. When I normally, I've played Skyrim a bajillion times. I've started a new character a bajillion times. But guess what? Every time, they're pretty much the same character.
Well, you start with intent to be different and just fall back.
And then it ends up falling back to what I know. Where here, I was like, oh, cool. So I picked Argonian because I thought it was going to, like, VR, like, motion controls in, like, open water, I'm a drown.
Yeah, okay.
So the Argonian, can they swim good? Yeah, no, they can breathe underwater.
Right, okay.
So I was like, yeah, cool, go Argonian. If I drown, it's not so bad.
Have you made potions in it yet?
Not yet, no.
Can you please do and answer me a question?
Yeah.
Do you get to actually, like, mix it?
No.
Fuck.
Because, like, one thing I was hoping would be you get to
blacksmithing. You've got to, like, hammer the metal.
You know how, you know, previously when you find a woodcutter's axe, a block of wood, and you're like, all right, bing, and you do the motion, it just goes, you have wood now.
Mm.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like,
I don't know what I expected, but it would have been pretty cool.
I was hoping to be able to lock pick, like, I'd have to, like, do that. It's not there. Like, in the Nintendo Switch version, it's there, but it's a lot simplified. And, like, I thought that'd be really cool. So rather than sort of opening up the screen to, like, the normal lock picking screen, it would, like, go bing, like, above the lock, and you can.
But also, that kind, like, as far as mixing the potions and, like, hammering your iron, that wasn't in the original games. So that would have taken more new programming.
Correct.
So I can understand why it's not there.
Yeah.
It just would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been fantastic. And so in terms of, like, controls, like, you play the DualShock and it plays just like regular Skyrim. You know, with the move controllers, they've got around the free movement by using the thumb button, the move button on the control. You press that, and you, by tilting it forward and back, you coast in whatever direction you want using your head and the other move to move around. So I was able to get my free movement while still having the two independent hands. Because in terms of immersive experience, that's what it is. Like, I guarantee you, I wouldn't be enjoying Skyrim VR as much if I was playing with a DualShock.
I like how the people demoing Skyrim VR at the last couple of events ended up saying, you can use DualShock. The demo is just teleporting, but please believe us, you can use DualShock.
Because they didn't even say, like, hey, there's a free movement version with the move, which means in those demo builds, it's probably not there. I'm not working.
It probably wasn't either.
That's safe to say.
Do these titles push you more to getting the new and improved PSVR headset?
No, because less
cables and shit.
The PSVR is the same amount of cables. It's the same headset. The only difference is the box has changed. So the box now has HDR pass-through, which means I would never have to unplug it. You could always be plugged in. Because right now I have to unplug it and plug it out to be able to use the best of my Pro. And then it's got the earbuds built into the headset. Right.
Not quite there yet.
Screen resolution's the same.
Because you didn't use your VR for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And you've used it a fair bit lately.
It has made me pull my VR out, plug it back in, dust it off, and use it a lot. A lot.
Much to your wife's chin's dismay.
Of course. Hitting her in the face and
every
stuff.
Every week, another bruise.
Does he beat you? I'm like, he does, but he doesn't know that he's doing it.
See, he's actually in Tamriel when he's doing it.
Like, he was fighting a demon. Like, he called you a demon? Like, no.
No. He was actually fighting a demon. I'm actually really proud of you. All right, well, final thoughts on all this VR business
thing. It's goddamn fantastic. Bethesda, like, I know you watch this, or, you know, or anything. Like, anyone, you know, the PR team will probably watch it. Hey, Kate.
What up?
And Jordan. But this is essentially, like, I hate when people channels do this, but it's like, just thank you.
Yeah.
Because you've done it. Like, you've made a game, or you've ported a game that makes VR relevant. It makes it powerful. It truly shows what it can be and what it can do.
There is a word. I'm just trying to think of it. It ends in sible.
Irritable.
No.
Approachable. No?
No, not that.
But yeah, what you...
Like you want it so bad.
Desirable.
Desirable.
It's made it desirable. Because everyone's like, oh man, I love Skyrim. Like, you know, like my stepdad, he's balls deep into The Witcher right now. He's in love with The Witcher. And I gave him Skyrim for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
I'm like, play Skyrim. It's great. He's like, I'm going to put him in Skyrim VR. He's going to have a great time.
At the party tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, because he'll be staying the night. But like, I'll put him in VR, and I'm like, yeah, what's The Witcher now, bitch? Yeah.
All we need is CDPR to jump on this VR stuff.
Yeah, so it's, I'm so, so happy with it. I remember when they announced it at E3 this year. Ooh. I think it was this year. I remember being like, oh my god, you're like, you know, buy Skyrim again? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I know, because you're hesitant because you didn't really give two shits about VR, but I want to put you in it.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe not today.
Won't be today.
But I want to put you in it.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun.
Because you got to go home and download PUBG.
I enjoy VR when we stream it.
Yeah.
Because it's two birds with one stone.
Hey, we got another one. We're 701 now.
Yeah.
We've got some questions from the community.
Okay, let's get through them, because this is a very, very long
episode. Yeah, plus we've been here in a little... I thought this would be a very short one.
I said, can I come over and just get this done? Because at this rate, no, I will not be playing PUBG tonight.
Boo.
So I still need to get home.
Yeah, and then download it.
And start the download. And edit this. So, looks like I can't edit it tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good point, because you land partner like a mop.
Correct.
Okay, that's all right.
I only need to do the Patreon episode tonight.
Yeah.
Because I can do the rest on Sunday.
James Waters asks, are they all as pointless as they seem? No. Jake Donovan asks...
Because
I asked the question, I'm like, what do you guys think about Bethesda? What do you think about what Bethesda are doing? Is it creating a promising future for virtual reality?
Right.
And also general questions about Doom VR and Skyrim VR. Jake Donovan asks, apparently a new VR controller has been made with a joystick, much like the old PS3 moves, and released in Japan or something. Teleporting is ridiculous. I agree, teleporting is ridiculous, and it's very nice that they're sort of making ways around it. I'm hoping. It's very unlikely, but like, I would love if PSX were like, hey, we've got new move controllers. It's unlikely, but God, I would love to see it. Paul James mentioned, he says, currently much of the VR experience is node-based, while traditional movement tends to induce a revisit from your last meal. For me, in the other way around. How do you think that we overcome this hurdle? Having options. The answer is having different options. By catering to a number of different ways people like to play, you're fine.
So between the moves, the DualShock and the aim controller,
yeah,
everyone, well, most people should be covered one way or another.
Yeah, so the move controllers
like,
are good.
I don't like the aim controller, so I'll use the DualShock.
Yeah, but the move controllers need thumbsticks.
Yeah.
Once they've got sticks, then we're all good. And he also says, currently what Bethesda have been doing is the great start. Spot on. Dave asks, wait, are these titles hardware sellers? Will they prompt PS4 owners to buy VR, or are they only encourage existing adopters to not sell theirs?
Well, see, you can look at the sale from Black Friday and go, well, people bought it.
Because it's not a news article, but PlayStation have said this is their most successful Black Friday since 2013, when the PS4 released.
But what I'm getting at is whether Skyrim had to be in that bundle or not for it to sell as well, because it was still like super dirt fucking cheap compared to
I think it certainly helped.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I know a lot of people that already have headsets and they're picking up as well. I think with the right price, it helps people because it is a lot of barrier entry. But I think a lot of people, I bumped into a dude at JB Hi-Fi the other day, and he was talking to the guy about VR. And he's like, yeah, I've got the old PS3 moves. Will they work? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, dude, they work. They're just fine. Whatever. It's a different plug. He's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm just about to pick up the VR. So I'm with Skyrim. And, have you played it? I'm like, yeah, it looks good. And he's like, man, I love Skyrim. And like, this is what pushed me over that line. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, like that one person, that one small piece of evidence. All right, so we had apparently we've talked so long that we've filled the card with things, so we have to do. we'll come back. All right, Kyle said, I've said it once, I'll say it again. We're just not at the right technology level for VR. Look at how expensive the PSVR was when it launched. Look at how much higher in price the other more advanced models are. Right now, at the price of the tech, we're just not yet there yet for VR. However, the HTC Vive Focus has the right idea. No computer or external systems needed, but it'll be pricey though.
Mad props to HTC. Because they are the ones. I know a lot of people are, but HTC really pushed that innovation of VR.
And HTC Vive is a fantastic.
Yeah,
headset.
And they are actively always looking for ways to make it more accessible. What are people's gripes with VR as a whole? The price? Okay, well, how can we develop a new one to make it a bit cheaper? Like HTC fucking rock at VR. Mm. Having said that, that's the exact reason I don't buy them, because I can't afford them. And I get that, and it's new tech. It's expensive. It's just how the world works.
We've got to remember, PSVR, October last year, HTC, we're talking retail versions here. HTC was a couple months earlier than that. Oculus a couple months before that. We're in first year. This is early adopter shit.
Yeah. And like my dad was saying, because my dad is way deep in VR. Like it's a fucking joke. To the point he almost wants to start a YouTube channel for VR, because he knows everything. Like, think how what we know for the games industry, that's him with VR, without a word of a lie, and he wants to do like a thing with it. But what I'm getting at is he's always saying, you know, it's cheap, like you can get it because it's getting so much cheaper. I'm like, as far as PC goes, you don't just need the VR, you need a $1,000 plus PC to go with it, and not everyone has that. I didn't until recently. And that is a barrier of entry too. That's why the PS4 did so well, because yes, it is half the price of a Vive, or maybe a bit less than half, and 70 million people have a PS4, and it's literally just, will it work? Yep.
Plug and play.
Plug it in and it'll fucking work.
No drivers, none, like, no, yeah. Like everyone gives shit about drivers, but I mean like, you have the amount of time you'd have to update that headset would be insane. Well, like, granted, there are software updates for the PSVR, but it's okay.
My dad had a dev kit for the Oculus Rift as soon as it was available, and he's been in it since then. And I'd always see him for hours into the night, like fucking around with files and drivers and messing around with system document, like all this stuff I don't fucking understand. But I'm watching, I'm like, this is like, fuck this. Fuck this VR, because this is bullshit.
Yeah.
You paid $1,200 for that headset and you've played it for about 10 minutes in the last 2 weeks, because the rest of it, you've been dicking about trying to make it fucking work.
Yeah.
Dev kit, of course.
Yeah.
But still, even at the $800 mark for like a Vive or whatever they're at now, too much. $400 for a PS4 VR, too much. Maybe eventually, I'd happily pay $400, but there needs to be a bigger catalogue of shit I actually want. I'm not going to buy a VR for Skyrim, because that's all I'd want on it, and at the moment that's just not justifiable. I'm paying $480 to play Skyrim again. As cool as it might be, not there yet. The headset can stay that price forever as far as I'm concerned, but the library needs to expand, and Bethesda have made a good start yeah. on that.
Because like you got to remember, like you said, it's new tech, and as a result, new tech is always expensive. Even something as simple as the PS4 when it first comes out, it's like $500 Australian. Give it 2 years, and there's the PS3 Slim, the PS4 Slim, and it's cheaper because those parts are now cheaper. But why would like that creates an quote unquote inferior product for that time? You know what I mean? So it'll always be expensive tech. But you know, if it's one of those supply demand things, right? When there's more demand, there's more supply. You know, prices can adjust accordingly.
Well, everyone's making VR now. Like Samsung, Acer, LG.
They're all making
virtual reality headsets, and that does create more market competition. So, you know, that helps drive prices too. Might not be quick, but eventually, once everyone figures their shit out and get on an even playing field, it takes one to innovate, and the rest have to go, fuck, we've got to do it too. And then it just continues.
Think of it this way. When, I believe, the NES was released, adjusting for inflation, it was $800 around about. US. Well,
PS3 was $1,000.
Yeah.
My dad paid $1,000 launch night for a backwards compatible 40 gig PlayStation 3.
Exactly. Now, people are complaining because the Xbox One was $450. Or 400 or 450. It was 450.
It's still a lot of money.
But think about
it. But also, the cost of living has changed as well.
Yeah, but the whole idea is the NES was when game consoles first started. Mm. Now there's a whole industry behind it. So people make chipsets. People make stuff just for consoles. So as a result, it's cheaper. We're here. We're at the NES. We're at the NES of VR. Give it some time. We'll hit PlayStation. Give it time. We'll hit PS3. Give it time, we'll be at a good place.
Getting a $200 PS4 Slim.
If you
like that PlayStation conversation, you can join in many more every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcast services. How do you join that conversation? Head over to www.thepopculturist.com/questions. Give us your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for the show. The week between shows is a little bit too long. Please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, and if you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
I'm Ryan Benson.
I'm Josh Lawrence.
And we're done. That was really long. Bye.
That was really long. And that was for the players.
Oh, that was for the players. I'm so tired.